performing his or her work or what he or she is doing in activities of daily living and so forth. So we really have to attack this from a variety of angles, and we have to treat it also on a team basis. Now, the thing that I think is where medicine has failed us, and that may be a result also of the fact that we have now managed, we got managed care, we got workers, the workers' comp system, and we've got all kinds of restrictions on physicians, and then we have the fact that a lot of people who are unfortunately afflicted with a repetitive strain injury end up through the workers' compensation system going to surgeons. Now, nothing wrong with surgeons and hand surgeons. They were trained to perform operations, but I think too many of these operations are being performed and not enough conservative management is going on. The only problem is that the insurance companies and workers' comp don't want to pay for the time and the effort necessary to treat this complex illness conservatively. Now, we've recently learned a lot more about it, and I'll talk a little bit about it, but I think the big failing in medicine, to get back to my original point, is that we're not getting diagnoses. When you have physicians, and I could name a few, who are very cynical about this and say that what you have is all in your head, it's not real, and so forth, and I refer to the paper that the Australian women, where 10 Australian women went around looking for care during that epidemic, and they called their paper, they published Pilgrimage of Pain. And this Pilgrimage of Pain, one of the persons said, "Don't tell me what pain is. I've had 5 children. I know what pain is. What I have is real. This is not in my head. It's not something that's not real." And this is the same cry that you hear from fibromyalgia patients. Incidentally, if you can pick up a copy of the New Yorker magazine, November 13th, I don't know if you can get it, there's a very interesting and important article on fibromyalgia, which I think is quite interesting because there are a lot of tie-ins with what we find in cumulative trauma disorders. The treatment is essentially the same, team approach, stretching, and other kinds of medications, antidepressants, and so forth, which we'll talk a little bit about a little later on. But what we're not getting from our physicians, and there's probably a reason for it, are diagnoses, and they're calling this thing regional arm pain or aches and pains that you get from time to time that we all get, and this is not helping us. But the simple reason that if you call this regional arm pain, and I've had arguments about this at conferences with physicians, because they say, "Well, we don't know what this is, we call it regional arm pain." How the hell are you going to treat this thing? How are you going to treat a problem that you have no diagnosis for? And the other argument I've had is I've had people say, "Well, you come up with about 5 or 6 different diagnoses when you see people. You know, what's going on? My teacher taught me that, you know, one diagnosis should suffice." Well, there are usually about 5 or 6 ICD-9 diagnoses that you can put on people, which helps in terms of perhaps insurance reimbursement, but a lot of things are happening. But let me speak a little bit about some of the newer things that I've found in examining and really looking, collecting data on this group of almost 500 people that I looked at in the last couple of years. First of all, most of them complain of pain when they first get this. That's achiness. It's an achy pain in nature. It's not severe, and it's usually in the fingers, hands, forearms, and wrists. And a small percentage of people, it's up in the neck and shoulders. And a lot of people don't even remember how it all began because it can be something that lasts for a long time. And so getting the history, you find that most of the complaints that people have that are work-related and sometimes related to activities of daily living is a kind of pain and achiness that began, as I said, many of them don't even remember some of the early symptoms.